Hebrews 5, 1 and 2. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. While today's servants of God offer neither gifts nor sacrifices for sin, we are charged with pointing lost souls to the substitution which atoned for all sin. Christian leaders in these days need reminding that our station is no higher than that of anyone else in Christ's church. His disciples have often been led astray by men who forsake the memory of their own sinful condition. This should not be so. Rather than setting ourselves up as gods before men, we should rather be mindful of our infirmities and point people to the only high priest who has none. Christ makes it possible for us to be worthy of service. What a disservice it would be to take an ounce of his glory. Hebrews 5, 1 and 2. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity.